If we read the life and work of Atisha, as Venerable Geshe-la explains in Joyful Path of Good Fortune in Modern Buddhism, if you've not read this, then I encourage you to read it. And if we have read it, then I encourage all of us to read it again. If we read it carefully, if we really read, contemplate it carefully, then its meaning will touch our heart. We will gain a deep understanding of the preeminent qualities of Atisha and his Lamrim instructions. And through this, then, we will naturally develop a deep faith in Lamrim and Lamrim teachers. Of course, Atisha himself, but also, and I would say especially, our own spiritual guide, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. Because it is from him that we are directly receiving this most precious instruction of Lamrim now in modern times and in our language. Such great kindness. It is from him we are receiving these precious instructions of Lamrim. Now, in modern times, which means we too have the opportunity to practice these precious instructions, just like Atisha's first disciples in Gari in central Tibet, who developed great wisdom. This means for us, even in modern times, which look quite degenerate, for us, this is a golden age through meeting Venerable Geshe-la, through his kindness. We can put his precious Lamrim instructions into practice, and we too can develop great wisdom and solve our daily problems of delusions. We can control our mind and actions, and we can find a happy and meaningful life. A spiritual life, you know, a life that is the real liberating path. There's so much suffering in this world. You know, people need wisdom. We have so much intelligence. It seems like we can make anything, and then we just keep improving it because we're never satisfied. Our technology just keeps increasing. Our material development keeps increasing. But there is not a corresponding increase in human happiness. In fact, it's the opposite. Our world is becoming more problematic, more dangerous. So this shows us something very important. We must learn from this appearance. We are intelligent people, but we have used our intelligence mainly to improve material conditions. And we have never fulfilled our deepest wishes for happiness and freedom. In fact, the opposite. And then a teacher of wisdom appears in our modern world, who is in the lineage of Jesongkhapa, Atisha, Buddha Shakyamuni, same nature. He appears in our modern world, and he gives us the most precious instruction of Lamrim, and shows us how we can integrate it into our modern busy life. He doesn't deny our modern life. He respects us. And so he gives us dharma that we can use, that is suitable for us, acceptable, that fits with our modern way of life. We have met a teacher of wisdom, a Kadampa master of modern times, who is giving us the most precious Lamrim instructions. So if we contemplate like this, then of course we will develop deep faith in Lamrim and Lamrim teachers, including our own spiritual guide. This is quite important because faith in Dharma teachings and Dharma teachers is the root of all Dharma realizations. It is the root. Our faith in Dharma teachings and Dharma teachers . So through this faith we will develop the intention to practice Lamrim. We develop through our faith, we develop an intention within our own mind to practice Lamrim. We have this wish. And through this intention, we will apply effort in our Lamrim practice. Wonderful, you know, joyful effort. And with effort, we can accomplish Lamrim realizations, even in modern times. And through gaining Lamrim realizations, we can fulfill all of our own wishes and the wishes of others. As Venerable Geshe-la says, we all wish to be happy all the time. This wish will be accomplished only through attaining Dharma realizations. Therefore, this is why Venerable Geshe-la says, Lamrim is the real wish-fulfilling jewel. It is the real wish-fulfilling jewel. It is appearing now in our modern world, everywhere. Because Venerable Geshe-la is an international spiritual guide.